Well, hello again, and welcome back to the Vox Pop, WAMC's live daily afternoon call-in talk show. Today we're talking politics, and so I have to ask you to be nice. Don't call names. Hillary Clinton is refusing to respond to Donald Trump's recent comments that she was, quote, an enabler of Bill Clinton's marital infidelities during his political career. Clinton told reporters following an event in a politically critical Virginia suburb that she has, quote, nothing to say about the Republican frontrunner and, quote, how he's running his campaign. Trump said during the weekend that the Democratic presidential candidate was married to a man who was the worst abuser of women in the history of politics. He also called Hillary Clinton a total enabler. In a sometimes contentious interview on CNN, Trump said that he will be better for women than Hillary Clinton. He told CNN's Chris Cuomo, quote, she can't talk about me because nobody respects women more than Donald Trump. Trump said, I will be better for women by a big factor than Hillary Clinton, who frankly, I don't even think will be good to women. So what do you think about all this? 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. You can also post comments on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WMC Radio. You can tweet your questions and comments at WMC Vox Pop, and you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. You look like you're confused by what I just did there, Zach. We are just about out of time. Not yet. Ray Graff is producing this program. He's terrific at this. Okay, so we want your calls. We want them right now. 1-800-348-2551. What do you think about all this or anything else having to do with politics today? All right. I need your calls because without you, I'm done. All right. Let's go to Rick in Warren, Massachusetts. Rick, be nice.
Of course. Alan, yeah. I'm concerned because of Trump's lack of response concerning a journalist who was profiled on PRI, The World.
Yeah.
Concerning an article she wrote for GQ.
Right.
About Melania Trump, that a white supremacist group responded with an online call for the grossest acts to be done upon her.
That's absurd.
Now,
yeah.
Recognizing that Trump's own daughter and Ivanka married a Jew, they're raising their to-be child in the Jewish faith.
Yes.
So the call, the violent call, I won't even say what it is, it's so gross, for this Wall Street Journal journalist, by the way, and she's been in a number of national newspapers, I think even the Times.
Okay.
And this is one of two questions I have for you. I just cannot believe that he is not responding to the white supremacist. And I did email it to you and the roundtable. And
I don't think I saw that one. Yeah, but then I'm gonna.
And the media project because
I get 1,000 a day.
Talking about this, and it's 2 weeks old.
Yeah. Okay, Rick. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. This is the kind of thing that goes on. Believe me, Rick. Even I get these stupid letters. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Okay, let's go to Nancy in Amsterdam, where they all went down to Amsterdam. Okay, Nancy, you're on.
Hi. I just can't believe that any woman listening to Donald Trump's comments doesn't have her intelligence immediately insulted. The man's done nothing but demonstrate what a primary misogynist he is. I mean, he's got to be the number one misogynist in the country, if not the world. How can he say such a thing about, first of all, he's got no right to comment on anyone else's marriage. But
why not? Why doesn't he have the right to do that?
Because it's none of his business what goes on behind somebody else's closed doors.
So I sent you a softball right across the knees and he didn't hit it. The answer is because he has so many screwed up marriages himself.
Right. Well, but the point being is that you can stand in judgment of your own marriage, but you got no business standing in judgment of anyone else's.
I couldn't agree more.
So,
couldn't agree more. And by the way, CNN.
Why would any woman listen? Why would anybody take this guy seriously after the way he's interacted with reporters and even the public?
But Nancy, listen to me. CNN just had the numbers on, and in the key competitive states where Hillary, believe it or not, and Trump are running neck and neck. And it's so interesting because Trump is an overwhelming favorite in those states against Hillary. And Hillary is favored by the women. So this could really be, you know, sort of a defining election in which men and women, in terms of whether they get out to vote, will be instrumental in who gets elected president.
Well, I'd like to offer a ride to anybody that wants to go to the polls then.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Peter in Great Barrington. All right, Peter, you're on.
He's so immature. Trump is such a narcissist.
Are you a psychologist?
No.
So how do you know he's a narcissist? You know, narcissist is the curse word everybody's using against everybody else. You're a narcissist. You're a narcissist. I'm not a narcissist. Yes, you are. You're a narcissist. So
well,
narcissist is the big word now.
He shouldn't be elected. He shouldn't be in charge of the military. And hopefully our founding fathers had the right idea. The Electoral College, will, against the will of the people, will put someone in who's a sane leader. He's ridiculous with his thoughts about finances. On a national basis, it may be great for business as a businessman, but the people we need to keep our word to, he gets them all jiggled up.
So that's, Peter, that's your opinion, right?
You bet.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion, Peter. Appreciate it very much. Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's go to Jeff in Northern New Jersey. Where in Northern New Jersey?
I'm in Montague, actually.
Montague.
It's Jeff, J-E-F-F.
Yeah, it's amazing. During the fund drives, you can always tell where people are giving money from. Montague sends us a lot of money. I'm never quite sure why that's happening.
Rich. I'm a filthy rich guy, actually.
Oh, are you? You're like Donald Trump?
I'm not rich, okay, so I'm just kidding. No, I'm not like Donald Trump.
Okay.
But the reason for my call is, I should say right off the bat, I'm not sure who I'm going to vote for. They both have positives and negatives. But I have a bad taste in my mouth from President Clinton because I do feel he has abused women. And he is, through his adultery, not only once, but more than once. And I can't help but see his great influence in her administration if she were elected, because she already said that he will have a lot to do with it. So he is troubling to me.
Well, wait. Do you think there is a difference? Do you think there is a difference between somebody in terms of their policies towards women and their behavior towards women? Do you understand the concept? Dina?
Yes. I believe, yes, their policies towards women can be helpful, and they could also hurt them. They could claim they're helping women, and they aren't helping women. But if one says, yes, please vote for me, I'm going to help women out, and in their private life is abusive toward women, well, then maybe they're just saying that to get elected and to make money off it.
Well, maybe, but you never know, Jeff, what people's motivations are. You know,
no.
I mean, we just can't know what a motivation is. Look, 50% of the marriages in this country, right, Jeff, end in divorce, over 50%.
Yes.
Although I did read recently that I think it's going down slightly. And I read a poll a long time ago in which 80% of men admitted that they had had one dalliance in their lives outside of marriage. So why all of a sudden is this guy unique or a narcissist or whatever else?
Well, sir, it's not the fact that he had an affair. He shouldn't have done that, but we all make mistakes. We all have erasers on our pencils. For example, Monica Lewinsky's life was ruined by him, and he did nothing to help her when he was responsible for what happened. That's the part I don't like.
Okay. All right. Jeff, fair enough. I thank you for calling from another country, Northern New Jersey. Thank you for doing it. Bye-bye. Okay. And now we're going to go to Pat on the Northway. Pat, I hope you're not holding a phone or anything. I don't want to see anything bad happen to you.
No, Alan, I'm on a hands-free device.
Great.
Okay. I was just calling regarding today's topic. I think the nicest thing I would like to see is Trump interviewed where someone has a buzzer, and they buzz him, and he just goes off topic, and he's a master manipulator. I find it amazing that so many people have voted for him when it's going to be against their interests in the long
run. Well, but first of all, you're fading in and out. Second of all, I got to say, you have a point. I'm telling you, I just saw this poll which showed, you know, that in some of the key states, they are running neck and neck. Men seem to be supporting, white men seem to be supporting Trump in overwhelming numbers. Women, Hillary. It's going to be a very close race. I've been saying that all along.
Yeah, I think Hillary really needs to make an effort to, no one can take advantage, can assume that they're going to have this, the women's vote. Women is not automatically going to get it. But as I'm sure some of the other callers have been saying, just the outlandish things that Trump says on a number of topics, but the way he'll say something outrageous and then backpedal it over the next couple of days.
And no one cares. Nobody holds him responsible for that. That's what they like about him. They say, I'm like that. I change my mind every day. Let him change his mind every day. Hey, Pat, I got to let you go. We're up against a break here. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. Bye. Okay, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from the Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College, providing exhibits, public events, and educational programs for audiences in the Capital District and beyond. Skidmore.edu/Tang. Cantix Construction, specializing in deep energy retrofits, passive house, zero energy homes, and historic restorations, serving Western Massachusetts for over 25 years. CantixConstruction.com. TJ's Taylor Rental and Party Plus, two locations, Route 9 in Hadley and Route 202 in South Hadley, providing tool and equipment rentals for homeowners and contractors. TJsTaylorRental.com. Elements Hot Tub Spa, downtown Amherst, Massachusetts, offering hot tubs in 5 indoor or outdoor private rooms, plus a team of massage therapists for individuals and couples. ElementsHotTubSpa.com for gift certificates and photo gallery. And Nine Pin Cider Works, serving New York hard ciders made from locally sourced apples. Tasting room open Wednesday through Sunday at 929 Broadway, downtown Albany. Be revolutionary, consider the apple. NinePinCider.com.
Quincy Jones, don't you know? 1-800-348-2551. Oh, there are two free phones, I believe. 1-800-348-2551. We'll go to Mary in Granby. All right, Mary in Granby, you're on. You're on now, Mary.
Yes. I don't understand why women are flocking to Hillary. We've gone through a lot of difficulties through the Bush administration and through the Clinton administration, and why anybody would want to elect either one of those families back into politics after they destroyed the country politically, I have no idea. So she's a woman. She's not any more qualified, as far as I'm concerned, or trustworthy. Just like the Clintons with the Rousenkowski and the Postal Bank. They had done away with the Postal Bank because of them, and now they're trying to bring the Postal Bank back in.
For those people who are not aware of what you're talking about, because people lose memory, it turned out that the Postal Bank office in the Congress was corrupt, and that they were lending money to people who didn't have anything in there. That's what that was all about. And Dan Rostenkowski, as you say, was one of the people who was.
But the Clintons were also involved with all of that.
So Mary, you're going to vote for Trump, are you?
Yes, definitely. Anything that's a change. And I think that's what most of middle class America is doing. They're voting for a change. They're sick of all the nonsense. When you can bring the government down. Then I thought Obama also and the Democratic Party were involved with the fact of the Tea Party. Isn't that Obama that helped create the Tea Party and wreck the Republican side of it?
No. Obama wasn't
behind that in some manner.
No, Obama was not
into politics.
No,
before he actually got into being the president.
No, not that I know of. I certainly never heard that before. Mary, thank you for the wonderful call. Appreciate it. Always good to have somebody. Always good to have somebody give the other side. Appreciate it. Okay, let's go to let's see here. Britain in Albany. Is
Britain.
It Britain? Okay, so sorry, Britain.
Yeah. All right. Well, do you want to talk about how much better Bernie Sanders did against Trump in the national poll that was released today?
Sure, go ahead and tell us about that.
Well, he beats Trump by 13% and has something like a 30% lead among independents. And I'm pretty furious that the mainstream media keeps discounting him when states haven't voted. California's still coming up.
Yep.
He's won 45% of the delegates. He's not that far away. It's all been a psych war, and it's really maddening. Do you know how many delegates have been confirmed via state conventions for each candidate on the Democratic side?
No.
251 for Sanders and 277 for Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
This isn't even close to being over, and we'll see you in Philly.
We'll see you in Philly. Thank you, Britton.
All right.
Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to David in Patterson. 1-800-348-2551. David in Patterson, you're on.
Thank you. I have a preliminary comment, and I want to say something. We really want to settle substantial issues, and there's substantial issues in this campaign, without dredging up all this muck about people's private lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if you agree with that, but I mean, there are tremendous issues. Trump has raised them. I don't agree with his solutions. But I think there are a lot of things Hillary Clinton should be criticized of. In the last debate, you may remember that Sanders asked her specifically if she would raise the cap on Social Security, and she wouldn't answer him. She's refused to commit to reinstating Glass-Steagall. I think that's the only way to prevent the type of financial crisis we had before.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to see these issues discussed, not this baloney about what people did in their private lives. I mean, you're a better historian than I am, but I mean, you know, there are a lot. I mean, Lyndon Johnson bragged that he had more women, you know, in one day than Kennedy had in his lifetime. I mean, do we want this?
Well, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Why, David, is this happening? In other words, why is Trump, I think I know the answer. I'd like to see what you see. Why do you think Trump is doing this?
I have no idea. I mean,
because it works for him.
All right.
It works for him. Now, you're calling up as a very good social media critic, and you say, come on, Alan, let's talk about heavy political stuff.
That's what I like to see the election focus on, not this muck.
Yeah, I understand. Nevertheless, why does CNN let him have his way with them? Why does Fox let him have Trump have his way? Because the guy sells papers.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, that's what this is about. It is more a reflection, I suspect, on us, on the American people, than anything else.
I think there are also a lot of men who don't want to vote for Hillary Clinton. If you look at the results in New York State, among the male voters, Sanders won 52-48. I mean, the reason Clinton won was women voted overwhelmingly more than men. I think the
and
women
by the way,
voted
that
61-39 in terms of the amount of vote.
And David,
go ahead.
Not only are you right about that, but you have to understand that CNN just posted the key states, some of the key battleground states.
Okay.
Same deal, women for Hillary, white men for Trump.
Okay. You say it's on CNN? Thank you.
Yeah, they just had it up there.
Okay, I haven't seen it. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah. Hey, David, thank you for the good call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
bye.
Let's go to Joe in Vermont. Joe, you're on.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I didn't get to hear the interview of Thomas Frank last night on alternative radio. I've heard him a couple other times.
Yeah, we don't play that program. Yeah, go ahead.
And on his... He said that during his research for this last book, he learned that Bill Clinton had developed a plan and agreement with Speaker Newt Gingrich to privatize Social Security. So my thought is privatizing Social Security what Hillary Clinton was talking about with Goldman Sachs and others, and that's why she will not release the transcripts of her speeches?
Well, you could say, let's be fair about this, Joe. You could say that about anything in the world. Maybe Hillary Clinton was talking about King Solomon's mines. Now, I happen to think, one, that it was a dumb move, knowing she was going to run for president, to go take the money and talk to those people. I mean, it was, frankly, a stupid move, and I was appalled by it, because it leads to the kind of speculation you're raising right now. And so should the transcripts become public? The answer is yes. The answer is yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm glad you agree.
Yeah. Thanks for your call. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. We have an antediluvian system here of how we find out who's on the phones. It's just taking a little bit more. Pat Cooney, our director of our chief of staff, is fixing it as we speak. He's going to fix out a two-way communication system between the control room and here. And when a phone call comes in, whoever's taking the calls will write on the electronically. Claudia from Springfield is calling. See, and then I'll see it here, and we won't have to do this verschlugene thing that we do around here. Okay, and we'll go to Claudia in Springfield. Isn't that interesting? You're on, Claudia.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Yep.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Oh, indeed, and we can, yes.
Yeah, good, good. I'm calling. I'm in agreement with a caller earlier who pointed out that Hillary Clinton is not yet the nominee.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of this is just speculation at best because actually, and I don't, you know, I'm one of those people who I don't trust polls, and I don't trust the large media outlets in the country anymore because I don't know who to trust. I don't know what's the truth anymore. So,
but you're a big Bernie fan, right?
I am a big Bernie fan. I always have been, and he talks about issues. He's a man with integrity, and I feel and I think I heard actually or read that Donald Trump would be happier to run against Hillary than Bernie because he thinks Bernie has a chance to beat him.
Well, I don't know where you heard it. I certainly haven't heard that, and I certainly don't believe it. Yeah.
No, well, it's true.
What do you mean it's true? What's true?
Well, maybe he didn't. Maybe
somebody made that up.
No. Well, maybe somebody did.
What?
But honest to God, I'm a Bernie supporter, and I'm hoping that he beats Hillary. I don't trust her, and I don't trust Trump. I trust Bernie more, and I think he represents the people more, and he represents the younger generation.
I think that's absolutely true. That's true. And sooner or later, and sooner or later, that group will be coming up and making the decisions.
And now, they're amazing people. I don't like the way the media refers to millennials as being some dumb, stoned group of kids.
I don't hear that.
I kind of hear it in the tone, I guess.
In the tone? What do you mean?
In the tone. In the tone on, the tone of the news.
See, I don't hear that. I don't hear that. Yeah. So I think you have to quote words, not tone. I think tone is very tough because that's more, Claudia, in the mind of the beholder. See what
right.
I mean?
Right, but don't you agree that tone is a very manipulative thing?
It can be.
Yes,
can be, but it's
is.
Also interpretable by the people who are, listening to it. And you say, well, Alan, I don't like the way you said that word. I don't know, sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
It depends on where you are on the issue, I suppose.
Right.
But
Claudia.
Anyway, I'm a burner.
You're a burner.
Thanks for having me on.
And Claudia, anytime. We always welcome you here. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll go to Sergio in Albany. Sergio.
Good afternoon, Alan. I was just wondering, you being a historian and everything.
I'm not a historian. I'm a political scientist. That's what I am.
Yeah, well, but you also have a long memory. You've been around quite a while.
Well, because I've been around quite a while, I don't have that long a memory. Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, I remember a time where Trump's penchant for changing his mind would have been termed flip-flop.
Yeah, yeah.
And you remember how when that was applied to Canada?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so I don't understand how come that's not happening now. All of a sudden, flip-flopping has become all right.
Well, I think that's a brilliant insight on your part, Sergio.
Well, thank you.
And I'll tell you why. Because I think that the people who like Trump think that that's not important. It's that simple. They think that's not important. You got it? So they say,
yeah,
I changed mine.
Some of those people thought it was very important back a few years ago.
Yeah, well, things change. You know, Al D'Amato, the former United States Senator from New York, was famous. Once asked why he had changed his mind on something, he said, quote, that was then and this is now. So I think I think there's a certain amount of that. I think there are an awful lot of people, and particularly among the white men, because what we are finding is that that is the group that is supporting the largest. Yeah, you know, I change my mind all the time. So what? That's what they're saying.
You know, well, you know, the fact that you mentioned white men also, and how you had said something, I think, the other day, why Trump was pursuing this tactic of attacking Hillary and women, is because there's a whole great deal of misogyny in this country also, and that's something that we need to look at.
Well, I don't remember saying it, but I certainly agree with it. Hey, Sergio, got to let you go. A lot of people behind you. Thanks for calling. Okay, let's go to Karen in Albany. One, two, three. Karen, you're on.
Hi, Alan. How are you today?
Well, you know, depends on what you say.
Well, I have a few things to say. Basically speaking, the gentleman that just spoke was correct about, you know, it's okay that Trump flip-flops because people are going to go along with that because they think it doesn't matter. It's the theory of lesser of the evils, I believe. And in regards to, well, a lot of things, what I have an issue with is there is a lack of integrity. There's a lack of accountability. I mean, you know, as far as it goes with Bernie Sanders, he's an honest man. He seems to be honest and full of integrity, and I like him for that. But what kills me a lot is that if Hillary gets the nomination, I'm done.
Well, first of all, you know that I voted for Bernie. I've been clear about that. But I do think Hillary's going to get the nomination. And therefore, I do think there's every reason to believe it's going to be Hillary versus Trump. And then when you say you're done, are you done?
Yeah, I won't vote for Hillary. I don't like the woman, and she's somebody who always seems to skate around things. Now, I also agree with the woman who called because I don't know what to trust and what to believe, but she has admitted to, I never sent any emails. I never read any emails. I never was there when this happened with Bill. I never, I never got those emails from Benghazi. So answer me one question, Hillary. When do you work? What do you do if you don't pay attention to things that are important to this country in the Department of State? There's a lot of unanswered questions that don't sit right with me.
Okay, but Karen, I want to ask you a question. Three or four Supreme Court seats leading this country either to the doldrums of the right or to the progressive left. Which are you telling me? You're telling me it doesn't matter? It doesn't matter, so you're not voting for Hillary?
Well, on that level it does, but I have a lot of mixed views in the sense that...
Hey, me too, by the way. Me too.
Yeah,
nevertheless, I wouldn't think... given that choice of what my answer was going to be.
Well, I see your point, and I'm all over the place with my thoughts on life, and you know, I believe in God, but I also believe I don't have a right to tell anybody what to do with their body. But me personally, I'm against abortion. So I'm like, what do I do? You know, it's a terrible.
Well, I don't think either of these, by the way, I don't think either of these candidates are going to prove to be against abortion. In other words, I think both Hillary and Trump are probably, and I think it's one of the reasons they hate him in the Republican Party, is because I think it's quite clear that in the end he'll be for allowing women to do what they want with their bodies.
Yeah.
Karen, thank you for calling. Appreciate it very much. That's Karen. And let's go to Bill in Steventown. That's the only one in America, but they stole the sign. Bill, you're on.
Yes, they did, Alan. We're still looking for that sign. How are you doing today?
Good.
I'd like to make a comment that the biggest thing I see is the support for Trump is against the political machine.
Oh, yeah.
And my own personal feelings I think Trump was, I believe the media is against Trump. I think the politicians are against him.
Yep.
Just as much as I think they're against Bernie, and I think they're stealing things from Bernie legally. You know, there's an illegal and a legal way to steal. And by manipulating the
public opinion,
not only that, but how they assign all the delegates, they're manipulating and taking away our vote.
Well, look, the media is very powerful. Listen to Media Project. You'll hear that over and over again. We know it. You read the New York Post and the Daily News. It's frightening. I mean, it's really frightening. But in any case, I think you're right. I think this is all about the establishment. I agree with you.
I put a challenge out on Facebook where I'd like to make people eliminate the media's influence, where if you support any given candidate,
only
post positive things for your candidate and see what you could do.
That'll be the day. That'll be the day. Hey, Bill, we got a lot of people behind you. Got to take a break, and thank you for calling. Appreciate it very much. Okay, that was Bill from Steventown, the only one in America where they are busy looking for the Steventown sign, which mysteriously disappeared. We'll take a real fast break. Thanks to Zach the engineer, and we'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Coldiman Hartman Architects, serving residential and institutional clients with architecture designed for resilience and renewability, designed for the next 100 years. CNHArchitects.com. Whitney's Farm Market and Country Gardens, Cheshire, featuring a Boar's Head Deli with daily specials, smoked chicken and rib dinners to go, bakery, homemade fudge, and fresh seasonal produce. Whitney'sFarm.com. Empire Exhibits and Displays, Mechanicville, New York. Custom exhibits, interactive media displays, and commercial casework for corporate interiors, museum installations, and trade shows. EmpireExhibits.com. Watson & Associates Occupational Hygiene and Safety, providing comprehensive hygiene, safety services, and training for industrial, commercial, and governmental facilities. SafetyIsElementary.com. And Habitat Post and Beam, South Deerfield, Massachusetts, designing and manufacturing energy-efficient post and beam homes and additions throughout the Northeast since 1972. PostandBeam.com.
We are back, and all five phones are ringing off the hook. But as soon as somebody hangs up, then that's the time to do it. We'll go to Mark in Salem, New York. Okay, Mark, you're on.
Hi, Alan. I'm about 10 years younger than you. I've been around a while.
Wow.
And I started out as a progressive Republican under Rockefeller and Jacob Javits and all of that.
Sure.
And the party took off to a direction that was like unbelievable, and I just said, so I became an independent, and then about 20 years ago, I said, well, Democrats are the closest. So I became a Democrat.
Right, but in New York State, of course, just let me point out, in Massachusetts, my state, you become unenrolled, you can vote in either camp, you can vote in either primary. But in New York State, you lose your vote.
Yeah, that's why I became a Democrat, because I wanted to be able to vote in the primary.
Sure.
All right, so I would never vote for Trump. If somebody was holding a cattle prod to me, I wouldn't vote for him. I think he's used the system for bankruptcies and things to his advantage.
Yep.
And he personally has the money, but he has corporate bankruptcies, and that's a trick that goes back to the 19th century. And so he walks away with $1 billion and leaves a bunch of people standing with their hands empty. My heart is with Bernie Sanders. I wish that my father died suddenly at 73.
Uh-oh.
And Bernie's 74. And
so am I.
Yeah, and so, I mean, we all could die at any time. But
absolutely.
You know, the statistics show that as you get older, your chances are greater.
No.
If he could come out with a good choice for a vice presidential running mate who was a younger man who was also...
Or a woman.
I was thinking that would be, if Hillary would agree to be his running mate, then that would be the best of both worlds. Because I'm afraid that the the rigors of being president are such that a 74-year-old man, by the time he was finished with his first term, if he even got that far, he might not make it.
He's been doing pretty good, hasn't he, Mark?
Yeah,
I mean, amazing.
He's amazing. I mean, but then again, things change on a dime, and the chances that increase as you get older. So in the primary, I voted for Hillary because for that reason.
Okay.
I have no bones about Hillary. I mean, they've been the vast Republican, what does she call it? Republican
conspiracy.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of that in play here. I don't think she's as evil as people make her out to be.
Yeah.
I have no way of knowing her personally.
Okay, but Mark, you got to sum it up because there are four people behind
that,
you. Yeah.
Is that if Bernie would come out with a running mate that was a younger man, he might stand a chance in the primary because people would feel like, well, this guy will carry on if something should happen.
Yeah.
And I would vote for
him. Well, that's
a
very good point. I'm glad you're calling to make it. I really am. I think it's a very good point, Mark. Thank you very much. We'll go to Cheryl in Milford, Pennsylvania. Okay, Cheryl in Milford, you're on.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Well, you know, okay. Ray Graff is producing this program. He's giving me agita. No, he's in and out of here. He's shaking his finger at me. He's telling me, do this, do that. Yeah. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Well, I appreciate your use of the word agita since I'm Italian. So.
Uh-huh. And here I thought it was a Yiddish word all along. Go ahead.
No, and speaking of agita, I have to say I am so relieved that Trump came out after Hillary and Bill Clinton, and I didn't know about it till I was listening to your program. Because I didn't think my heart could take it. I knew that it was going to happen sometime, and I couldn't wait. Not because I agree with him doing this, but because I knew he was going to do this.
Right.
And I wanted it out. I wanted it out there. And I'm even happier that she is not responding to it, because that's what I'd hoped her reaction would be, because there's no point in engaging a bully.
Well, you know, I don't know about that. I mean, you're certainly right. Philosophically, you are right, Cheryl. The problem with it may not work. You know, do you understand the difference?
I do. I understand that.
In other words, some people will say you have to get down and dirty with him, and you have to really let him have it, and you have to call him for what he is, and you have to do all of that, as opposed to being nicey-nicey.
You can see what he's not. He's very upfront about who he is, and the records are there as far as, you know, his own. He's under investigation for fraud. He's got three wives. Talk about infidelity.
Sure.
So everyone already knows. We know we're not going to convince anybody else out of this. I just wanted.
You may. I mean, there's this guy. He's anti-establishment. That's his appeal, right, Cheryl? You know, I don't like any of these people, and he's obviously found quite a chord with the American people. You know what I mean?
But how can he be anti-establishment? He is the establishment. He's rich. He's catering to everyone's basest instinct,
That's not the establishment they're talking about. Mm. That's the silent majority that he's going to. The establishment of the bankers, the people who are doing all that stuff. And, you know, you get Clinton proposing the ending of Glass-Steagall, which is one of the reasons we got into so much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anyway, Cheryl, great call. Thank you very much. Goodbye. 1-800-348-2551. And we're going to Jay in Greenwich, or Greenwich, as we say up here. Okay, Jay in Greenwich, your microphone, go.
Hello. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Are you there?
Oh, okay. I can hear a dial tone, that's the problem.
Uh-oh.
So I had a couple of comments. One, I think that it's inappropriate for media outlets to count superdelegates in anyone's columns, if you will, for the convention, because it would be like taking a poll of California right now and then giving the poll results.
Okay, we got it. In other words, you're obviously a Bernieite, and you're saying, as everybody has.
No, I think it's wrong, and it does.
But you are a Bernieite, right?
But I am a Bernie supporter.
Yeah, that's right. Okay,
I live in New York, and so I don't have to vote for her, even if she's the nominee.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, primaries are held with tax money.
Yep.
So I think that's inappropriate that they can exclude certain people, the parties. You know, if they're going to have primaries reserved for just their members, then they ought to fund it themselves.
Does
that make any sense to you? That
no.
Say the independents can't vote in a Democratic primary, but it's that ceremony.
Well, listen, I live in Massachusetts. I live in Massachusetts, a very good state, Jay, in which we are allowed to vote. We have to be an unenrolled person. I'm unenrolled in Massachusetts, and I can take a ballot in either party. Well, I'll be honest with you, it has goods and bads about that. The bad is that you can get involved in the other guy's party in order to mess it up. I have never done that, but I like the fact we can do that. Yeah.
On that note, what do you think about the possibility that since Trump is the only Republican nominee, essentially, that independent voters might get into the Democratic primary and then vote for Bernie because they don't have to weigh in on the Trump question?
Well, there are so many combinations and permutations here that what you're hinting at certainly is one way of looking at it. There are many ways of looking at this. But
I think it'll be interesting to see going forward now that the Republican side has decided if they'll go and vote in the Democratic primary. I forgot my last point.
Okay, I do that all the time. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Jay from Greenwich. And now we'll go to Connor in Woodstock. Okay, Connor, you're on.
Hi there, Alan.
Hey.
I'm just calling again to say the same thing I've said, I think, two times now in response to an earlier caller.
Yeah.
I want to just reinforce your point that, you know, the Supreme Court nominations, among other things, make this an incredibly contentious and very important election. And when I hear people talk about, you know, an unwillingness to even look into the merits and qualities, the many qualities and qualifications that Hillary Clinton has to become president, I would just like to say that I, as a Bernie supporter, feel incredibly gifted and fortunate that in my lifetime I was able to vote for someone who I 100% believed in.
Agree with. Yeah.
And I feel, you know, as a millennial, as one of these stone millennials, I guess.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Wow, you sound like a 50-year-old.
Yeah, I'm not doing so hot.
You got a good voice. Yeah, go ahead.
All I was going to say is that I think that there in my generation, you see it in Occupy Wall Street and even in Black Lives Matter a little bit, there are these big leaderless movements that are very ideological. And it seems to me like they want to see in this election, we want to see a very dramatic change to come from these conversations and from all this rhetoric. And it's just, to me, not how history unfolds or how politics truly progress.
Your point is, Connor, you got to call it like it is. You got to know what the real choices are. And that's it. Thank you, Connor. And then we have an email here. And then we have lots of emails, but we're taking phone calls in most cases. In many instances, Trump is a liar, says Jill, and the Trumpets who follow him don't care. Yet Hillary is untrustworthy, ? Give me a break, says Jill. And then we heard from Bonnie. Dr. C, what are the rules for write-in candidates? Change in every state, folks. Can a Cruz supporter write in his name in lieu of Trump or send his name in lieu of Clinton? If so, if enough do so to prevail, is that legal? Don't know. Okay, thank you for that, Bonnie. Then we heard from Alan. Since Trump is the presumed presidential, and if Hillary is the Democratic candidate for president, I won't vote for either. Instead, I will vote for Jill Stein in the Green Party. Okay, well, that's fine. And Karen Walker says, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to use the last name. I don't think the previous caller, Mary, is correct about the Clintons. She was casting aspersions on them in a very general way, but I guess she forgot that Clinton left office with a very high approval rating. Okay, that's good. Okay, 1-800-348-2551. We have a free phone. Use it. It says here line one, but there's nobody on line one. Is there a reason for that? It says line one, but there's nobody on line one. So we'll go to Mark. And it says Palinville, but I'm going to bet it's Palinville. Is it Palinville, Mark, or Palinville?
Palinville.
That's what I thought. Go ahead, Mark.
I want to raise the issue of I can't understand why the Democratic establishment doesn't find Bernie's pretty clear greater electability, more compelling.
Because they don't believe it. They don't believe it.
Okay, that's pretty arrogant, I think. Because
no, not necessarily.
That's absolutely the arrogance of the baby boomers. They're looking back at their lives and what the Cold War meant in their life, and they're not looking forward. They're not looking at how little that means to the most of the electorate at this point, really. And they're doing that. They're ignoring poll after poll after poll. They're ignoring the fact
But don't you understand that the Republicans have been beating up on Hillary from day one? Now, look, I voted for Bernie.
And
so,
they still will. They're going
But if Bernie were the... If Bernie were the candidate, were the candidate, they'd be beating up on him every day, just like they are with Hillary. They just don't believe that's going to happen. Mark from Palinville, thank you. Let's go to Bill in Athens. Okay, Bill in Athens, you're on.
Hello, Alan.
Make it fast. We're running out of time. Go ahead.
I will. NPR had an interesting piece this morning talking about Trump's advantage by being a bully and how the loudmouth tends to get a lot of the male voters and tends to turn off women voters.
Yep.
And, they postulated that was Trump's strategy. And so
could
the
be.
The woman who's debating Hillary or Trump, you know, Trump is just dangerous, and Hillary's got a record in the Senate, and you have to go by. She's the person to vote for, even if you didn't like her in the primaries.
Well, he's smart, I'll tell you that much. Okay, Dina, could I see that, please? Thank you very much. All right, and we're going to go to Nicholas in Macedonia. Okay, Nicholas in Macedonia. Is that right, Macedonia?
I love you. I love WAMC. I've never called you before.
Right.
I am in Skopje, Macedonia.
Whoa.
Former Yugoslavia.
Yep.
But I lived in Waterbury, Vermont. I lived in Amherst, Massachusetts.
Wonderful.
I lived in Lenox. I lived in Richmond. I lived in Cherry Valley, New York. I am on your side. Listen, I support Bernie Sanders 100%. There is no way that I would support Hillary.
You won't
no
vote
way,
for her?
No how.
Okay, it's Trump versus Hillary, and you're going to vote for no one?
No, I'm going to vote for Jill Stein. I'm going to vote. I'm going to write in Elizabeth Warren. I'm going to do anything else.
Okay, but you realize, of course, that normally you would fall into a Democratic paradigm, right? And by voting for Jill Stein, that's a vote that the Democratic candidate will lose, and that's a possibility, of course. And I know all the arguments about this one will lose, and you get Trump naming four Supreme Court candidates.
Oh, Alan, it's even worse because I'm actually registered to vote in Florida. Never mind.
Oh boy,
Chads, I don't even want to hear about it.
Yeah, but no, you're important. You're important. No two ways about it. You're important.
I know, but I couldn't vote for Hillary. I couldn't do it. Just couldn't do it.
Okay, well, I get it. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Khan in Sheffield. Okay, Khan, you're in Sheffield. I was here just yesterday. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, thanks, Alan, for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd like to respond to the last caller and others who said the same thing. In 1968, I was just out of the Army, left winger, infuriated.
Okay, you only got a minute now. You got to make it fast. You got to make it fast. You only got a minute.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I refused to vote because of what happened in Chicago, and I've regretted it ever since. This election, as you've said a number of times, is about the Supreme Court. Hillary is, she gets a very, very bad rep from the so-called left-wing media, which is more corporate than left-wing. And for one thing, they say that she can't connect with people. She has more votes than any other person running in any primary.
That's true. Khan, thank you very much. Appreciate your call. Okay, we are now out of time officially. I did want to thank Ron from New Windsor, who wanted to talk about Trump and the media. Irene from Allenville, who wanted to talk about Trump supporters. And now let me see if Ray Graff, who is the wonderful producer of the program, usually they tell me what to read, so I'm going to take a chance here. We're out of time. We got help from Edward Jones, Tom McRae, Edward Tom McRae, Edward Jones, financial advisor on University Drive, Amherst, Massachusetts. Massachusetts member SIPC, Edward Jones, making sense of investing. EdwardJones.com/TomMcRae. And George Heigl, a George Heigl Cohen's representative, accepting consignment of jewelry, fine art, historic firearms, American art, American Indian art, historic items, and more. 518-369-7994. And Boyden and Perrin Garage Incorporated. Boyden and Perrin, Amherst, Massachusetts, offering lawn and garden equipment, parts and service to customers throughout the Western Massachusetts. A family-owned business for over 50 years. BoydenandPerrin.com and the Hudson Farmers Market. Hudson Farmers Market, 6th and Columbia Street, Hudson, providing products and seasonal produces for more than 30 growers and producers. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. now through November. Hudson Farmers Market, NY.com. And then, thanks for joining us, everybody. Remember, that's Ray Graff in the background. Remember, the conversation continues online at WMC.org/VoxPop. Our engineer has been Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by Dina Salzman. Our producers, Jessica Blaustein-Marshall. I'm Alan Chartok. Stay tuned now for a news update.